Poetry by Mildred Barthel. Beginning with today. Empty pages of the journal glare in pale anger at me as I quarrel with words. Words to be the legal tender for all my private and public debts. Words in pots watched toward the cautious boil so no one is burned. Words, blunt, cold, and drab in notion, without a chuckle between the strain of recording. Words, unguarded startlers, contaminators contributing to shortened lives into the next generation. No wonder the pen is silent. Opening the journal, I stop worrying words and write from love. A Lesson in Adversity by Lisa South. Traveling by bus, those around me slumbered, yet sleep eluded me. I thought how fortunate my companions were, oblivious to the aches and pains. They missed the tedious hours. They missed the pouring rain. I envied them so, until they missed the rainbow. When Time of Parting Comes by John M. Freckleton. Does a person, newly dead, indulge in tears when pausing for a moment just beyond the veil, beholding loved ones overcome by grief, retreat from what was once a bed of pain, and murmur sad goodbyes? And does the newly dead rejoice that mortal agony is over, mingling tears of thankfulness with sorrow for the parting from the loved ones? Mother for her little children, father for beloved wife and family, child for loss of earthly home. Can the spirit thus released from all the heaviness of earth forget at once the happiness that came from friends and all the beauty earth life sometimes held, and leave with no regrets or backward glance? Must the leaving differ greatly from those poignant moments when we say goodbye to take our leave at any time and be without the company of those we love for many days of longing loneliness or for an interlude of years? End of the section. Poetry.